You can take your Bibles tonight, and you can go to Mark chapter 15, verse 33 is where we're going to start. Mark 15, 33. Tonight I'm going to be sharing on the day that Christ died and rose again. Because tradition tells us that Jesus Christ died on Good Friday, as we now call it, or as the world calls it, and rose on Easter Sunday. But the accuracy of the word shows a slightly different story. Mark 15, 33. It says, "And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour." Now, the ninth hour in biblical terms is around 3 p.m. because the Jewish day starts at sunset, right? So the ninth hour of their daytime is really our 3 p.m. Verse 34. "And at the ninth hour, around 3 p.m., Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being translated, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Which we know to be, my God, for this was I spared, for this purpose was I spared. "And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calls Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge with full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him the drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost," which means he died. Again, around 3 p.m. "And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion stood over against him, he saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost. He said, Truly, this man was the Son of God." Verse 42. "And now when the even was come," so as evening is approaching, the sun is setting, the next day is beginning, "because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved," or asked for, "the body of Jesus." Now, because it says the preparation before the Sabbath, that's why a lot of people believe that this was Friday. Because, as we know in Jewish culture, the Sabbath is typically on a Saturday. So if the next day was a Sabbath, that would make it Friday. But as we will see, there's a misunderstanding in that verse. And then if we go to verse 46, it says, "And he brought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in a sepulcher, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulcher. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid." Chapter 16, verse 1. "And when the Sabbath was passed," so the day after the Sabbath, which is the day after Saturday, which is Sunday, "Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week," in case you were curious when Sunday was, it is the first day of the week, "they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun and said among themselves, Who shall roll away us this stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away." It was very great. They're like, huh, it's already rolled away. So there they come Sunday morning and find the stone rolled away. So in order to get to the bottom of what this all means, we have to go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. So what we know is that Jesus dies around 3 p.m. We know that the next day is a Sabbath. And we know that the women come to see his burial place on Sunday. That is what we know so far. Matthew 12, verse 40. It it says, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Well, that quite plainly states 3 days and three nights, right? Mm-hmm. Three of each. So if I count all day Friday and all day Saturday, I've still got just Sunday morning. I don't have Sunday night. So I can't have 3 days and three nights. Doesn't add up. So there has to be something else going on. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. So we're on a little detective mission. We're putting together the pieces of the puzzle here. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third what? Day. The third day he rose again. The third day according to the Scriptures." So, if he rose the third day, and there's 3 days and three nights, the cycle of him being dead has to be night, day, night, day, night, day. Because he got up on the third what? Day. So he had to start with a night. Okay? Again, pretty easy to follow, right? Chapter 5, verse 7. So if we're going to piece together our timeline, it has to start with a night. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 gives us another clue. It says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our what?
Passover.
Our Passover is sacrificed for us." So the Word of God says that Jesus Christ was our Passover. So to know what the Passover is, we have to go to Leviticus chapter 23. So Jesus Christ was sacrificed for us, which we know he died, as we read. And his sacrifice was our Passover, a Passover for us. So what does the Word of God say about this Passover? Leviticus 23, verse 5. It says, "In the 14th day of the first month, at when? Evening is the Lord's Passover." Okay, so basically the end of the day on the 14th, because it's at even, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days must you eat unleavened bread. So Passover begins at the end of that 14th day, and the first day it marks the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days. So there's a 7-day feast in the Jewish calendar. Verse 7. "In the first day of that feast, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein." So that first day sounds a lot like a what? A Sabbath. That's right. A day where they would do no work, just like their regular weekly Sabbaths on a Saturday. So the first day of that feast is a special day, a holy day, and it is a Sabbath to them. Interesting. All right, go to Luke 22. So we know now that Passover marks a special time for the Jewish calendar, and the first day was to be a Sabbath, and Jesus Christ was our Passover. That's right. Luke 22, 1. So maybe it's just figurative. Right? Jesus Christ was our Passover. He was sacrificed for us, for our redemption, just like the Passover lamb during the Exodus. But Luke 22 says, verse 1, Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the what? The Passover. All right, well, then it was the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. So they're out to get Jesus Christ during this time, around the time of the Passover. Verse 7. Then came the day, and the word day there could be translated time. Then came the time of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. So now we're very close to the time of the Passover. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. All right, so he gave them instruction to go get the preparations going. Now, during this time, everybody goes to Jerusalem, all gathers together for this feast. So if you're going to get prepared for this upcoming meal, you're not doing it the day of, right? Everybody's looking for their lambs and their things that they're going to have. So they're going grocery shopping for an upcoming situation. They're preparing. Verse 15. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffered. I really wanted to be able to have this Passover meal with you. Verse 16. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And so these two verses indicate that Jesus really wanted to be able to have Passover with these guys, but it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't to happen. I will not any more eat thereof. Looks like I'm going to miss out, fellas. Verse 21. But he does have a meal with them. And this is what's known as the Last Supper. And at that Last Supper, he says, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. So this is the Last Supper. It is not the Passover meal. He didn't get to have the Passover meal with them. But Jesus notes that he is going to be betrayed. And so that night, as we know, Judas betrays him. Go to John chapter 19. So the Passover is very close. In fact, as we'll end up seeing, it's the next day. Because he was quite literally the Passover. John 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So this is the record of the crucifixion in John. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation, and what were they preparing for? The Passover. That the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a what?
High day.
A high day. Aha! So, the day that Jesus Christ died at even would be the Passover meal. Now, he didn't get to have it because he was what? He was dead. He was the Passover lamb for us. And they couldn't leave him up there because they couldn't do any work the next day. So they had to get him down. For that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Verse 41. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden was a new sepulcher wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulcher was nigh at hand. It was very close. They didn't even have time to go take him to an existing grave area. They said, well, all right, we'll have to put him here, because it was very close, cutting it too close. Okay? So that's where he was laid to rest. All right? So, Christ is our Passover, and the first day of the feast is that holy day, that high day. All right. Go to Mark 16 again, verse 1. Mark 16:1, it says, and when the Sabbath was passed, so we know this Sabbath is the Saturday, because the next verse tells us that it was the first day of the week. All right? When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Very early. The sun is just coming up. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is what? Risen. He is risen. He's already up. Hooray! He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. All right? And so he was already risen. So if we're going to discern the day, Jesus Christ was already risen Sunday morning, right? Which means that he had to have arose the day before at the same time he died. If he was to be there 3 days and three nights, then around 3 p.m. he got up the day before. So they couldn't go see Jesus Christ's grave site on the Sabbath. That's not allowed. So the first opportunity that they did get was Sunday morning, and he was already gone. So if we count backwards, Saturday at 3 p.m. to Friday to 3 p.m. to Thursday to 3 p.m. to Wednesday at 3 p.m., which would be the 72-hour period that we read about in Matthew that says he would be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, right? So that is the timeline. That means that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Wednesday towards the end of the day, 3 p.m. He spent 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth like the scriptures said he would. And then when he got up, it was the Sabbath, so there's nobody around, right? The angel rolls away the stone, and he gets up, and out he goes. And so when they come Sunday morning, he's already gone, right? And it's that simple misunderstanding of the Sabbath being a holy day that throws everybody off and thinks it must have been a Friday, right? But if it was Friday, the word would fall to pieces. It wouldn't make any sense. You don't have 3 days and three nights. But if you understand the Passover and the holy day, then it all fits. Go to John 3:16. And the word of God fitting is important. If we're going to believe it, it has to be the truth. It has to make sense. And there is no contradiction in the Bible. Only truth. John 3:16. We're going to close here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Right? And that's what it was all for. God so loved us that he gave his Son so that we could be his sons and daughters too. That we would not perish, but have everlasting life and a more abundant life today. So that is the truth behind when Jesus Christ died and rose again, which we will be observing and honoring this coming Resurrection Sunday.